flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Everybody keeps asking what's wrong with the Hawks. Nothing. No Trae Young. No Dyson Daniels. No Jalen Johnson. Risha Shea has been out. Bogey wasn't hitting shots. I mean, you want me to continue? Mike, this is...
I thought we were a little soft in the ball.
That too. And when your team is not complete, you are going to lose games.
Yep.
This is kind of where we are. Now, they get a chance tonight to take on the Rockets. Don't know if you saw, but the Rockets beat the Celtics last night. I told you yesterday, they're a very good team. They're second in the West. So it's going to be a tough task. But last night, Mike, again... At least DeAndre Hunter showed up, right?
35 points last night, and he was listed as, like, was it probable, Chris, as you were doing like the Gap show last night before? Questionable. So he was not questionable. He was good last night, despite the fact he was listed as questionable. So, yeah, it's frustrating. We're just in a spot right now where we're banged up with injuries. It's the same stuff. It just happened a little bit later this year. Usually last year, you know, okay, we're dead in the water by Christmas. This year we got a little bit further down the road. So don't know what we're going to try to do to make it right. Does this have any bearing on how the front office views what we may or may not do at the deadline? You know, maybe just swapping salaries, not taking on any salary because we don't want to get into those, you know, cap ramification aprons, yada, yada. But this is just a tough spot right now. You could lose seven in a row. You brought this up with the way the schedule falls. And this is the H-Town game is the makeup for the snow, right?
Yeah. It's tough, man. Let's hear Quinn Snyder talk about what was going on.
I thought we had obviously a rocky start. And just, you know, we knew we were going to compete. That's who our guys are. And I think as the game went on, we played better defensively and kind of found some stuff in transition. And then, gosh, we had some really good looks that if they go in, maybe there's a different outcome. But we certainly can't fault the effort.
They lose by 8, 100-92 on Monday night. Anthony Edwards had 23. Randall added 20 for the T-Wolves. Tonight, as we mentioned, is the Rockets. Let me hear the final call last night because I'll be honest, this was closer than what I expected. And to Quinn's point, Mike, they did compete.
So that's it from here. We'll pack the bags very quickly and get ready for tomorrow night's game. So, final score here in Minnesota. The Timberwolves 100 and the Hawks 92.
St- Steve Holman.
Yeah, they were down 17 at halftime. They cut it to 6 in the third. So you thought maybe just maybe kind of like that Bulls game where the other guys were going to step up, and unfortunately that wasn't the case. So I mean, you know, guys, it was more Skyhawks in the mix. One thing, and you and I were talking about this before the show. Let me just bring this on the air. On the air, guy brought this up on the text line. And he said, hey, you know, is it just me or has Clint Capela, you know, been better as a starter than coming off the bench? I mean, no, Clint was good, double-double, 10 and 15. His point was they've been losing because Okongwu's been starting. And I said, well, they've also been missing like 3 other starters on some nights. So I don't want to put it all on double O.
Yeah.
But is, you know, but Clint did last night. I know plus minus is like hockey. It's negligible. But he was in a plus last night when he was on the floor.
I agree. Listen, double O has probably won you 3 games over the last 2 weeks. With his effort, defensive effort, the energy. Guys, go back to the Celtics game where him and Tatum are tussling for the ball, and he kind of set the tone late in that game, and Tatum went, you know, he went absent, and all of a sudden the Hawks are able to pull it out again. I think double O, they're splitting time, Mike, from what I understand, but I don't want to blame it on Clint, man. Like, you're telling me Clint Capela not being the starting lineup is why we've lost 5 in a row? No way.
It's just, you're just decimated with injuries, guys, and we don't have, you know, anybody who can do the things that you just don't have a consistent Jalen Johnson replacement. That's it.
That's it.
I mean, there's other things you can look at, and yeah, it helps when Trey's on the floor. He wasn't available last night. You're playing the Rockets. I just mentioned that. Is it Amen or Amen Thompson? He was Amen Thompson, hits the game winner last night. He said he felt like Kobe.
Yes.
Beating the Celtics, and that's who you're getting. And you mentioned this the other day. Udoka is one of the best coaches in basketball. He got whatever happens in Boston, it's over and done with. He's a great coach, and the Rockets are insanely good under his leadership.
They drafted a lot of young athletic dudes a couple of years ago, and it's all coming together now because they got the right coach. You're right about that. Hey, let's get to story number 2.
Story number 2.
Mike, the highs around the NFL. Pete Carroll addressed this yesterday. I thought it was interesting as he was announced as the Raiders head coach, and it was his first time, you know, addressing the media there. He was asked about how involved Brady was in the process. This is Pete Carroll.
He's been integrally involved, you know, wherever I know that the process could allow him to be in. We haven't seen him. You know, he's not been here. He's got a big job. But he has been a really exciting part of it.
And John Spitek, who him and apparently Brady went to Michigan together, so yep, they got a connection there. And he was talking about it, you know, about how they're kind of putting this thing together. He says, is to see what the NFL has been over the years. He said, we played the Raiders in Tampa because that's where he comes from as an assistant to Todd Light. So he knows, you know, the league, obviously. But you look at a team and you say, like, any team is going to compete has got to find a quarterback.
Right.
Which gets us back to, do you try to get a veteran? There's only a couple that are worth getting. Or do you say, I grow with another middle of the road? That's the thing. It's, you want to go Desmond, not like us, Desmond Ridder. You second round, can you find a quarterback? You catch light. Everybody wants to catch lightning in a bottle like we thought we did with Ridder with Russell Wilson when he was in Seattle.
Yeah. You're rolling the dice. You really are. And by the way, Pete Carroll at 73. If I'm 73-year-old Pete Carroll, I'm not trying to wait 3 years to get a quarterback.
Right.
Let's go find our guy now and go compete. Meanwhile, the Cowboys' Jerry Jones, Mike, had this to say about the hiring of Brian Schottenheimer, saying, you think I don't go outside my comfort zone?
If you don't think I can operate out of my comfort zone, you're so wrong. It's unbelievable. This is as big a risk as you could take. As big a risk as you could take. No head coaching experience.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we know.
He says this right in front of Schottenheimer, by the way.
We know.
This was akin to the press conference about 2 weeks ago where you had Shot Khan, right, with Trent Baalke going, well, Mr. Khan, what if a coach comes in and he has his own idea about general manager? Oh, yeah, we'd explore that. So Jerry just basically said, this is a huge risk. I mean, this guy, I don't know if Schottenheimer's going to work out or not.
Then why'd you hire him?
He could fall flat on his face. I don't know. I mean, yeah, and the story yesterday, we played the soundbite for you in Guy Talk. I mean, his son, Steven, saying that, you know, people, this perception that we're in this drought. Yes, you haven't been in an NFC championship in 29 years, okay? This isn't like pick your woefully inept team like what Detroit was for decades. This is the Dallas stinking Cowboys with more money than Davy Crockett and all the resources. I know there's a cap, but it's just that thing was to me the most tone deaf thing I've heard anybody say in the NFL in about a year or two.
Let's hear from the guy that has no head coaching experience, Brian Schottenheimer.
I'm really good with X's and O's, but I'm great with people. And the type of men that we have in this locker room are excited about that.
Okay.
So
I'm really good with X's and O's.
Yeah.
Again, you let the McCarthy thing play out before you finally say, nah, we're not bringing him back. You let all the better candidates go. I mean, some would say, no, I think it's a bigger risk to go with maybe it is. Maybe Jerry's right. It's a bigger risk to go with Schottenheimer than Ben Johnson.
It is.
You know, it's just, come on. What the hell?
Yeah.
But I mean, again, I don't care anymore. I got to be honest with you, brother. If you're living in Dallas, you feel like you're banging your head against the wall.
Oh, they are.
It's rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
It's an endless cycle of terrible decisions.
Well, and at some point, what happens, and you know, if you grew up with it or you've had it, you've been a Cowboy fan all your life, Mike, at some point you disconnect. That's what's going to happen because it just catches up with you. And, you know, everybody wants change, but it's not going to happen as long as Jerry's there. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Cowboys, they hire former Bears coach Matt Eberflus. Now, he was with the Cowboys, for those who don't know, between 2011 and 2017 as a linebackers coach. He worked for Jason Garrett's staff. So there's familiarity there. Eberflus was not ready to be a head coach. He got his shot. But, Mike, he was a pretty good assistant. And so the Cowboys bring him back to be the D.C. Under Brian Schottenheimer. So that news happened today. We got more NFL news on the way here.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.